or harm. You are our refuge. You are our comfort. You are our hope. Through the intercession of Our Lady, health of the sick, we come to your most sacred heart and beseech your protection and blessing. Most sacred heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Amen.
Hi, this is Gary Zimek with another peaceful pause. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Do you ever get frustrated with your life? You wish that you lived during the time of Jesus when he walked the face of the earth. You could go to him with your problems, your concerns, your requests. Well, I have good news for you. Jesus Christ, as this verse tells us, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is still with us. If you turn to him today and give him your needs, give him your worries, give him your concerns, he can give you the peace and the solution that you need. Give it a try and see what happens. For more information, visit me at followingthetruth.com.
This is a Young Catholic Minute.
Hey man, don't impose your beliefs on me!
Whoa, hang on a second. If you really believe that people shouldn't impose their beliefs on others, then why are you imposing that belief on me? Like it or not, there are times when the right thing to do is imposing your belief on others. What if policemen didn't like imposing their belief that stealing was wrong on burglars? What if you told your dentist not to impose his belief that you needed a tooth pulled on you? There would be chaos. Sure, nobody likes to be told what to do, but sometimes we have to trust those who know better, like dentists and God. And if we don't understand something that God is trying to tell us, then instead of rejecting it immediately, we should search for the truth. If we do that instead of refusing to listen, we will discover God's plan for us, even if it's hard to understand at first. For more Young Catholic Minutes, go to youtube.com/youngcatholic.
Did you know that your body has a theology? There's a trendy concept in our culture called YOLO. This is an acronym for You Only Live Once. This cultural sensation motivates people to squeeze every last drop of pleasure out of these quickly fading days, which is fine if our focus is on heaven first. This way, we're able to make the best of all we experience. The Christian life looks forward, as during Mass we proclaim, we believe in the life of the world to come. Heaven is the summit humanity longs for. There, our bodies will be resurrected with our souls, and God will share his divine life with us. We only live once on earth, yes. But more importantly, we can live with God now and forever. I'm Clarissa Chichioko for Creative Catholic Works. For more TOB Minutes, you can find us at creativecatholicworks.org.
God alone, my soul rejoices. God alone, my spirit sings. He alone, my strength, my fortress. I pour out my heart in praise to God alone.
And there is so much to rejoice about here in the Spring Spirit Drive at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. First of all, we have Catholic Radio. That is a cause for rejoicing. And it is a Spring Spirit Drive, which means we're asking you to come forward and share your appreciation, share what Catholic Radio means to you. We're hearing so many personal stories this week about people's lives who have been really transformed. That's why we're doing God's work here. He is doing incredible things through Central Ohio and beyond, and you can be a part of that. You need to be a part of that because we can't do it without you. 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. Check out the website. You can donate that way as well. We're looking for leadership gifts of $1,000 or more. We're looking for sustaining membership gifts. That's $20 a month. It's a real easy way to provide that steady stream of revenue that is so important for the radio station. People are increasing their sustaining membership. That's most welcome. Or sometimes giving an additional one-time gift on top of their sustaining membership. And if you just want to call a one-time gift in today, no amount is too small. We'd love to hear from you. 614-459-4820. If you're a business owner, then you can consider becoming a business member for $60 a month. You get 100 mentions a year for that. And as our way of saying thank you, thank you, thank you for your listenership and for all you do for St. Gabriel Radio, we are giving a chance for all callers, all donors during the Spring Spirit Drive. They have a chance to win 4 VIP package and seats for the Rescue Project Live. That's going to come to the Ohio Expo Center June 18th and 19th, and it is going to be run by Father John Ricardo. You'll get a day and a half of him giving powerful, powerful talks. You're not going to want to miss that. And bring 4 friends with you just by calling 614-459-4820, and you get entered into that raffle. As another thank you for our sustaining members, anyone who is an existing a sustaining member, a new sustaining member, or anyone who is increasing their sustaining membership, all of you are invited to stop by the station through April. We have a special thank you for you, a hardcover prayer book called The Bible Rosary, The Life of Jesus. So please stop by the station. So again, Elizabeth Ficicelli here for the Spring Spirit Drive. And every half hour, we're joined with new guests. We're really shining a light on our lay ministers out there in the diocese. And so this half hour, I'm pleased to be joined by Dr. Perry and Dr. Marissa Cajal, both from St. Michael's in Worthington, and they serve up at the Josephine, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But welcome, Cajals.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you so much for being there. And I was saying, if I ask you questions and I say, Dr. Cajal, you'll both answer. So I'll have to use your first names to distinguish
who I'm. Yeah, we can dispense with the formalities. That's fine.
Well, which one of you would like to start off by leading us with a prayer this half hour?
I will.
Okay.
All right. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most Blessed Trinity, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit to guide all of us through this Lenten season, that he shine his light into our hearts to transform us, to heal us in all the areas where we need to be healed, to conform us more perfectly to the person of Jesus Christ. And we ask you, dear Holy Spirit, to bless this fun drive, to help sustain the airwaves of Catholic radio so that people can have access to the truth and access to programs which provide them sustenance for their souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, amen. 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 Great prayer. Thank you so much for that. And as we're gathering gifts here at 614-459-4820, for every 5 gifts, we are turning around and giving one of the priests in our diocese a gift card to Tim Hortons. And we've been, right now, the priest that we are collecting these gifts for is Father David Gwinner from St. Paul's. And during that break, in the beginning of the half hour, we had a few more gifts come in. So let me say thank you to Lisa and Mick. They're calling in from St. Pat's, and they're giving their gift today in honor of the beautiful witness of Doug and Patty Green, who were our guests the last half hour, beautiful family with 9 kids. So thank you, Lisa and Mick, for recognizing your friends and fellow parishioners at St. Pat's with your donation. And I want to say thank you, too, to Donna at St. Matthias. And Donna is giving a gift in honor of Rebecca Fouts. So, again, you can thank you so much, Donna. And you can give a gift in honor of a special person, maybe someone coming into the church for an occasion like an anniversary or a wedding or a baptism. And so many great reasons to give your donation and honor someone in the process. And with Donna's 5th gift there, we have earned Father David Gwinner his gift card. So we'll send that to him with our thanks and love and appreciation. And the next priest we'll be working towards is Father Jacob Stinnett, and he is at St. Peter's in Columbus. So we will be encouraging gift giving, and he'll get a little gift card as well. So let's start with you, Dr. Perry. You are the academic dean at the School of Theology up at the Josephinum, professor and historical theology. So give our listeners an idea of what you do at the Josephinum.
Well, I teach both courses in both church history and theology. As the academic dean, I'm in charge of overseeing the academic programs for the school. So on a daily basis, I'm teaching and administrating, and hopefully that the work that I do has a positive contribution to the guy's formation. When you mentioned Jacob Stinnett, he just recently graduated, and I hope he's doing well at St. Peter's. And if he's hearing this program, enjoy your coffee. Father.
And we're going to work hard at earning him that gift card. That is super. And then, Dr. Marisa, you are an adjunct lecturer up there at the Josephine. Tell us what you do.
I teach a class, basically intro to clinical psychology. I teach advanced college students and also some of the seminarians in the pre-theology program. Some of the nuts and bolts of clinical psychology is basically a precursor to their later pastoral care, pastoral counseling classes. So hopefully they'll be prepared to learn more of how to help their parishioners once they're pastors on their own after they're ordained.
Oh, that is super. And you guys have been up there 16 and 17 years. Did you meet at the Josephinum, or did you come there as a package deal, or what?
No. Oh, what if we'd met at the Josephinum? That would make us child
I was going to say.
No, we met in college. We were brought here to Columbus Marissa had an internship at Columbus Children's at the time. I landed a job at Ohio Dominican at first, and then was brought on board as an adjunct professor at the Josephinum, and eventually they asked me to come on full-time, and now I'm the academic dean for the past 9 years.
You know, and for our listeners' benefit who may not know this, the Josephinum is it's amazing, first of all, to have a seminary in your diocese, but this is not just any seminary. This is a pontifical, which means, well, explain to what pontifical means to our listeners.
So the founder of the Josephinum, Joseph Jessing, in the early part of the 20th century, donated the Josephinum to the Holy See. So it exists under the direct supervision of Rome. And what makes it practically pontifical is that the Apostolic Nuncio to the United States is the chancellor of the board of directors for the Josephinum.
Gotcha. Okay, great. And so that's really unique. It's a blessing to our diocese. It's turning out amazing priests. So maybe someone out there is listening and wants to give a gift in honor of a seminarian currently at the Josephinum, or to one of the faculty up there, or maybe to their favorite priest who has gone through the Josephinum. And you can do that today at the Spring Spirit Drive at 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. And before we go to our audio clip, we had some gifts come in. So let me say a heartfelt thank you to Amanda, because Amanda just became a sustaining member. So we thank you so much, Amanda, for that generosity. She loves the Damascus Prayer Lab and Father McArdle. So thank you so much for your listening and your generous gift. And I'd like to say thank you, too, to Mark and Samantha. They have also become sustaining members. And Mark and Samantha, thank you so much. They love Father John Ricardo, Catholic Answers Live, and they are giving in honor, here you go, of your priests and families. And such great reasons to give today at 614-459-4820. So let's go ahead and turn over our attention to this clip right now. It is from Father John Ricardo, and you can hear him on a great show every morning, 7 to 8 a.m., Monday through Fridays, called Christ is the Answer. And this clip is called Be Not Afraid of the Fruit of the Union. So let's give a listen.
Is meant to bear choice grapes that through the process of picking, pressing, and fermentation will produce excellent wine. Let us recall that the parable of the vine occurs in the context of Jesus' Last Supper. After the multiplication of the loaves, the gospel we heard last week, he had spoken of the true bread from heaven that he would give, and thus he left us with a profound interpretation of the Eucharistic bread that was to come. It's hard to believe that in his discourse on the vine, he's not tacitly alluding to the new wine that had already been prefigured at Cana, and which now he gives us, the wine that would flow from his passion, from his love to the end, quoting John 13:1. In this sense, the parable of the vine has a thoroughly Eucharistic background. It refers to the fruit that Jesus brings forth, his love, which pours itself out for us in the cross, and which is the choice new wine destined for God's marriage feast with man. Thus we come to understand the full depth and grandeur of the Eucharist, even though it is not explicitly mentioned here. The Eucharist points us toward the fruit that we, as branches of the vine, can and must bear with Christ and by virtue of Christ. The fruit the Lord expects of us. Ah, here we go. Here's the answer. The fruit the Lord expects of us is love. A love that accepts with him the mystery of the cross and becomes a participation in his self-giving, and hence the true justice that prepares the world for the kingdom of God. Purification and fruit belong together. Only by undergoing God's purification can we bear the fruit that flows into the Eucharistic mystery and so leads to the marriage feast that is the goal toward which God directs history. Fruit and love belong together. The true fruit is the love that is passed through the cross, through God's purifications, and remaining is an essential part of all this. In verses 1 to 10 of this 15th chapter of John, the word remain occurs 10 times. What the church fathers call perseverance, patient steadfastness, and communion with the Lord amid all the vicissitudes of life is placed center stage here. This is still Benedict. Initial enthusiasm is easy, he says. Afterward, though, it's time to stand firm, even along the monotonous desert paths that we are called upon to traverse in this life, with the patience it takes to tread evenly, a patience in which the romanticism of the initial awakening subsides, so that only the deep, pure yes of faith remains. This is the way to produce good wine. After the brilliant illuminations of the initial moment of his conversion, St. Augustine had a profound experience of this toilsome patience. And that is how he learned to love the Lord and to rejoice deeply at having found him. God gives himself to us so that we will experience his love and so that we will have the power and the grace and the strength to both love him and one another. That's the fruit. That's what he's looking for.
And that's, of course, the voice of Father John Ricardo from Christ is the Answer. You get to hear that amazing program and start your day off in a great way, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. every morning, Monday through Friday on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. He is probably doing more than... it's hard to say. There are so many good programs, but he is certainly doing a lot. We get calls all the time from our listeners telling us how much they love Father John Ricardo and how much he's done for their journeys. We want to hear from you and find out what shows you like, what shows have been helping your journey. You can call in today at the Spring Spirit Drive here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio at 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. For every five gifts we're getting, we give a priest a special little gift card from Tim Hortons. And right now, the priest on the honor stand is Father Jacob Stinnette from St. Peter. We need three more calls right now to give him his gift card. So great cause, Catholic Radio, a great priest. It's 614-459-4820. My guests this half hour are Dr. Perry and Dr. Marissa Cajal. They are both educators at the Josephinum, our pontifical seminary in the Diocese of Columbus. So let's start with you, Dr. Marissa. On that clip, anything in particular strike you?
I think for me, what really stood out is the fact that the fruit is supposed to be the love in our lives and also that we show to other people that we receive from Jesus and that we pass along to others. And I think it really strengthens us to, no matter what times we're going through, whether they're good times but also possibly dark times, that we persevere in that faith and also persevering in accepting that love from Jesus and also sharing it with others.
Yes, yes. And that's what I think one of the benefits of Catholic Radio is how it makes the Bible passages come alive, in this case, the vine and the branches, encouraging us to grow in virtue like love and just be that companion for our journey, help us reprioritize our life so we can be oriented around God and trying to carry out his mission. And we can do that through his grace, and that's what we're about at Catholic Radio, is kind of channeling that grace that he he's given us to start this radio station some 15 plus years ago and just see where it is going. It's just one of the amazing blessings in the Diocese of Columbus. It's just such a, again, not every city has Catholic radio. So not only the presence of Catholic radio, but the quality, because in addition to the broadcasting like Father John Ricardo that we get to pick up from EWTN and Catholic Answers and Ave Maria Radio, we have a whole plethora of local programs as well that are just as good, and all those live events that the radio station covers, and it can only happen through your help at 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. And Dr. Perry, before we get your thoughts on that clip, we had a few more gifts come in, so this is wonderful news, and I would like to go over to this board and thank Jim and Bernice. They have called in a gift. They love Teresa Tamio, Dr. Ray Guarendi, and Father John Ricardo. So thank you, Jim and Bernice, for participating in the Spirit Tribe today. I want to say thank you, too, to David. David's calling in his gift in honor of Father Dan Dury, who was on the radio with me this morning. He says, we love him, and we want to have more parishioner gifts than Father Sizemore. Okay, because if you were listening this morning, well, if you listen to this drive any year, you'll always know there's a very friendly competition between Father David Sizemore and between Father Dan Dury. And I know you guys know both of these priests very well. So it's just always fun to see that fun rivalry. So good for you, David, for taking Team Father Dury. And I'd also like to thank Jeff is becoming a sustaining member. So that's very exciting. And yes, blow those horns. And Jeff says he finds St. Gabriel providing a refreshing message in a world filled with troubles. And boy, I could not emphasize that enough. We need that refreshing message daily. And with Jeff's gift, now we have earned Father Jacob Stinnett at St. Peter his gift card. So thank you, Jeff, for crossing that threshold. And the next five gifts will go towards getting a gift card for Father Dwayne McNew. He's at St. Simon and St. Jude, I think it is. But we'll say St. Simon at the moment. And so Father McNew can get a gift card if you pick up the phone at 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. So let's go back to Dr. Perry Cahal. He and his wife, Dr. Marisa, are our guests this half hour. Dr. Perry, what struck you about this clip?
Well, a couple things. That long oration from Father Ricardo was actually a quote from Benedict XVI's work, Jesus of Nazareth, the first volume of it. And I think it's very rare that you have an opportunity to hear things from a renowned theologian and, you know, master theologian like somebody like Benedict on the air. And to have Father Ricardo reading those passages and then commenting on them, it's a really deep spiritual reflection. And particularly the content, what struck me was the link that Benedict makes between the vine, the parable of the vine, and the Eucharist. And to hear him elaborate on that, it's beautiful.
That is, and Benedict, oh my gosh, I mean, he was such a wise person, just a plethora of knowledge, did so much writing and theological insights. He's been a real blessing. And, you know, we hear about those things through Catholic radio. You know, this is where we sometimes get exposed to papal encyclicals and apostolic letters and, you know, just the teaching. And it gets broken down for us because, you know, you guys are academics. But for a lot of us lay people, we need a little bit of that broken down for us to help us digest it because it's so rich. It's so beautiful and so important to our faith. And so that's yet another gift of Catholic radio that it can break down that those kind of sometimes that could be a little intellectual, maybe a little above our heads, but it makes it very real and very practical. This is the Spirit Spring Spirit Tribe. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, joined by the Cahals from St. Michael's in Worthington. We want to give them a shout out and invite our St. Michael's parishioners who are listening, and maybe anyone affiliated with the Josephinum, whether you're a seminarian there, a faculty member, you've got a son attending. We'd love to hear from you at 614-459-4820, and you can join the Spirit Tribe that way. And in the meantime, we had another gift come in, so I'd like to thank Julie at St. Peter, and she is giving a gift for Catholic Radio. So again, Julie, thank you so much for your gift. So, Patty, when did you, the two of you, kind of start making Catholic radio a part of your faith journey? Has it helped you in your teaching role in the church?
Yeah, you know, I think I started listening to Catholic radio several years back when the seminarians had regular spots at St. Gabriel, so just to see what they would be saying on the radio programs. But it's Catholic radio, and St. Gabriel in particular, is a gift, not only because you get exposed to, you know, the wisdom of the church, like in that clip we just heard, and because you get exposed to what I would call like classic programming, some of the things like from Mother Angelica or some of the EWTN personalities, but also because, as you mentioned, Elizabeth, you have the local insights, and it kind of connects people within the diocese to the local church. You know, to the priests, to the clergy, to other people in the diocese, and it's a way of having everybody in the diocese know what's going on, you know, in the local church.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and I was wondering, with you guys up at the Josephinum for 16, 17 years, you know, are you seeing these young men, you know, presenting themselves for becoming a seminarian, becoming a little more educated in their faith because of things like Catholic radio?
I definitely think that they come into the seminary having their favorite programming, you know, whether it's Catholic radio or podcasts, which are sometimes carried on Catholic radio. I think most of them have a favorite, you know, program or personality that they've been listening to, for sure.
Yeah, that's great. Great to see that. And we're kind of coming down to the last minute or so on our half hour together. These half hours go so fast. But Dr. Marisa, one last time, encourage people right now to pick up that phone at 614-459-4020. Why should they give to Catholic Radio?
I think it's also beneficial for families, especially with children who are, you know, busy, perhaps running errands or driving to practices or lessons in the car. It's wonderful family-oriented programming that they can listen to without having to worry about the negative speech or negative tones that they hear on other stations or music channels. So it's a really nice way to promote not only family values but Catholic values, and something that is very much needed in our culture and our society today.
Oh, I totally agree. They'll hear the truth. It will engage those conversations. You can trust what's being broadcast as the truth. So great, great wrap up to that. This is the Spring Spirit Drive at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. There's still time for you to pick up that phone at 614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com. We're going to hear from you and what your favorite show is, what Catholic Radio is doing for you. We want to hear supporters of the Josephinum, of St. Michael's in Worthington, or your own parish. You can make a donation to your favorite priest, your favorite deacon, a teacher, a catechist, a sports team, your school, your kids' school. So we'd love to hear from you, 614-459-4820. Dr. Perry and Dr. Marisa Cajal, we so appreciate all the work you're doing there at the Josephinum. You are just helping form these amazing future priests, and we could not be more grateful for the beautiful work you're doing. And thank you so much for joining us this half hour.
It's been our privilege,
thank
both to be at the Josephinum
us.
And on the show. Thanks.
God bless you both. Keep up your great work. We're going to let the Cajals go. And in the meantime, we're going to take a quick break. But when I come back, we will be with Mary Beth Eberhard. She is from St. John Newman Parish. And I'm sure you'll want to be listening in and calling in at 614-459-4820. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Irma from St. Bridget of Kildare in Dublin. And I love St. Gabriel Radio because it's like having a mini retreat right inside your car or in your home. There's quality programming, and there is learning and sharing of our beautiful faith. Helps me to learn and keeps me focused on Christ and the sharing of the good news on a day-to-day basis. Wonderful, wonderful radio station. Tell everyone you know.
Protestants like to use James 2:10 through 11 against the Catholic doctrine of mortal and venial sin, because James says, whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become guilty of all of it. But James can't be denying the doctrine of mortal and venial sin, because in 1:15 he affirms it, saying that sin in its beginning stages doesn't bring death, venial sin, whereas it does in its more mature stages, mortal sin. The point James is making in James 2:10 through 11 is that we must keep all the commandments in order to avoid incurring the guilt of transgressing the law. We can't say to the Lord on Judgment Day, "Lord, I only broke one commandment but kept the other nine." So James 2, 10 through 11 is simply a misfire in trying to take down the Catholic belief of mortal and venial sin. I'm Carlo Broussard with the Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
60 Seconds with Mother Angelica.
We have to stop this abortion.